closer to Tag Matantai, the staying of 3 days for the Jewish nation. As I mentioned today, as they point out in the Gemara Megillah, it says that we read Pesacha before Shavuot, it's just like we read Pesacha before Hashanah. And the concept of Tifa Shonim Kibbutzah, Tachon Shonim Yitzhutzah. We should finish off all the bad stuff from last year and start good year. Rosh Hashanah, may it be an Adin. Shavuot in Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin with Ilonet, Kayot Ha'inah. What is that true about? So here they say this is one of the sources of what the Kabbalim say. That Shavuot is a Yom Adin for us. We also have a din of an Ilan, a tree. Look at the tree. Human beings. Adam eats each other. So, what is that? What's it din for? Din for is that even though Ruchnis is totally in us, we can't say, okay, I've been talking to Hashem. Okay, he'll do all the mitzvahs for me. He'll learn from me, he'll down from me, and he'll do it himself. But even so, we allow him to make the service and make it hard for us. That's the Atma Shemayim, both in being able to do the act and also the quality of the act, is all telling the Atma Shemayim. So even by learning, the book McGill to the Atma Shemayim, remembering what you learned, the Atma Shemayim. I always tell Bachman that I had a proof to it. He had a person like Hakinesi, Yoshua, Jehovah, and Rocha. So the bigger master even than all of us. So take a person who's not the biggest master, you know, 5 hours a day. Or you can take someone 2 hours a day, it doesn't make a difference. How many hours a day did they learn? Learns 18 hours a day. That's it. Like here they will give them 20 hours a day. They didn't learn 20 hours a day. Let's say they learn 20 hours a day. So if they learn 20 hours a day, someone else is learning 5 hours a day. Well, let's take the other person, someone learning 2 hours a day. So one's learning 2 hours a day, they learn 20 hours a day. So they should know 10 times as much as the guy learning 2 hours a day. A lot more than 10 times as much, 7 times. You see, if you put more effort and get more than the other smart. You don't have to go to 20 hours a day. It could be instead of only 1 hour, an hour and a half, or whatever it is. Go to the crater. But anyway, so that's someone just told me today that stuff from a shop, but you see that you need even more preparation for this Yom Kippur than for the other Yom Kippur, because the other Yom Kippur you start from the elbow. So till Yom Kippur you have 40 days. It was in 49 days before. So yeah, we just got a shot for Shvobu. We want the endless of the world, and that's what we're learning lately. So I'm going to read Tei Tok of Samach Aleph, Chiz Dalet, and this Merecha to Endless. So something that every Jew should always be proud of when the second year opens up his eyes in the morning is that we are Anshe Endless. We're living the truth of the world. The world was created for a purpose. And the purpose was that we should be a nation that will receive the Torah from Hashem, which gives us guidelines to turn the next to the Kodesh Bo. That's the absolute truth of the world. And Baruch Hashem was able to not to the Torah Hashem, it's not to the Torah Hashem. We have the privilege to be the Amish Emes. And we get up in the morning, we start a day, Moidani, Shazak, Vidish Mosi, good things. You define yourself properly. Because if you don't define yourself in the beginning of the day, you can get confused. You're just another one of these creatures. You have two legs and have four legs. But if you start off the day thanking Hashem, getting back to the Neshama, then you're focusing that the essence of the Neshama. That is my thing. I have my goof with all these things. I have it also. I have to take care of my goof. I have to control it. But that's not my essence. All the bad meanings that come from the goof is not my essence. Something that I have to deal with, to work on it, overcome it, control it. Yeah. So he says, it's a double nichlo, means to be smart. A wonderful thing. And here says Hashem is a Veda, believe it or not. The apple, now, the Hariq HaKadosh Baruch Hu died. The ghost is taking too long. This is, I don't know how many years ago, 800 years ago, whatever it was. Yeah. Yesh B'Yisrael, we have them, we have the Yehoyim. We have to separate ourselves from the values of the world that do not have value. It's so bolet in our day and age. I mean, in previous generations, the emes and sheker, each one had a certain mamoshes to it. But today, the oyma sheker, they call themselves a virtual world. People are involved in a world that is clearly not emes, a fantasy world. People are involved in that day and night. All kind of things that don't exist. Yeah, no kuponim. And the shaloi the sheker. We should be careful of that. living by our emes, not only what we believe in is the way we behave. Our behavior should be emesing the behavior. But it means what we say, we're trustworthy. If you do that, Tzadikim call each other, even when they were in business, they would trust them more than everybody else because they knew their Hashem. And Chofetz Chaim has a little shop over there, and he was always having a problem because he didn't want to compete too much with everybody else. So he didn't put any advertisements or anything else. But everyone would come to him because they trusted him more than everybody else, and he always stopped him the hours because he didn't want to hurt the other businesses, so he just closed it down. But that's what it is. That's Klal Yisrael. People know that. That is the condition of Shem Shemayim and Klal Yisrael. That's even with the opportunity to make an extra something or whatever, don't do it. My father is a very good Rabbi. He did something in place in Manhattan called 40 Dennis Street. At the point of his life, he was working there. He had a little booth, and they had a safe in the booth. And I said, when I had this occasion, I used to go once in a while to just help out a little bit. Very serious guy, a black guy who was definitely not Jewish, asked a big envelope or something, asked him to put in the safe. And my father asked him for his food, this guy. What's going on here? So I said, this guy lives in some island, I don't remember where. He comes to America and he deals only with cash, he doesn't want to use the bank. So the cash he has, he needs a place to put it, he puts it in my safe. You know, this Jew, he can trust him, he's not going to do anything. Anyway, so that is the end of the Klal Yisrael. By going this other way around, that's a PMD will show you, you've been shocking. We are supposed to be the living by the truth and it permeates every act that we do. So you have a control of Shia, you're not going to din also. And the gurus that eventually come are going to say, they deserve it. So hey, Masha Emma is the third Emma. They're behaving where we should. With the meanest Emma. So he's saying that that is a central part of our Avodah and our goal is still a gula. We're going to expose the Shekhar from every side. The nations we're around, the different ideals that the world is living by, and within ourselves, the Yitzhara, just trying to fool us constantly. Yidus and Daki Shekhar, we saw before, that said, Mitam Shekhar, if your behavior does not coincide with what you believe, that's also a type of Shekhar. We try as much as we can to be emesikim. And that's the story that we have now. It's an old, long gullus. Going through, it's just a historian for us to show him how much we're willing to stay with Emes B'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And through all the cloudy darkness of the Golus, we will remain with the Chayim of Hashem, which is Emes. And that's what happened over the last 2,000 years. The ones that stayed with the steadfast Emes, our leaders guided us through and we didn't make changes, we remained Jews. And other ones that got confused, mixed the truth with the Shekhar and the remains of it. The Reform Movement started 200 years ago. The original stages of it, very few people caught what was happening. There was even a lot of Rabbanim that gave us coming to the Sfarmidi family. But the real Torah at the time, they used it in the Gaon Balaflor, a different one. They chapped it to something that ends over here. They're going in another direction. They want to pass it. They want to incorporate things outside of Rabbanim. And that they made a big stop. We cannot go with that. The Baruch Hashem, they stopped it. The interesting thing is, you had, for example, certainly maybe it looks similar. You have Samson Kovash, the third Heretz, and go to college and everything else. So he came to Frankfurt, which before the Reform Movement was the center of Torah. And by the time he got there was nothing left. Came out nothing left. Mamas and stragglers. And he assessed the situation and he felt that for this situation over here, this is what is necessary to make Mechal to Yiddishkeit. So over there in Akhanani, it wasn't a compromise of anything. It didn't make any compromise. This was necessary. In Akhanani, that was Emes. It wasn't a very easygoing guy. Sounds like he was a very, non-Hebrew, they call it a kanoi. He was very, very much into separation from all the outside influences. Education is like education wherever you want. Go to the Goyish University. But since he made go with Reformed Jews, that he blocked the whole, not a pretty, there was another Rabbanim there that didn't agree with him. That was the thing. But the bottom line is, there's different flavors, but it has to be led by Anshei Emes. They're doing it because they realize this is the Emes, not because they're looking for power or they're not assessing properly the situation. You know, even the conservative movement in in America was thought about some people. And I mean, all of them, but some of them were definitely well-meaning people. You know, they felt that Orthodox Judaism in America is too much. And on the surface, that's the way it looks. America was so far away from religion, or at least Orthodox version. So they made some certain compromises. Since it was not guided by people that were steadfast and rigid Emmets, but it was mingled together to be socially correct and to mingle into the society, that's what they shekel. Why mingle into shekel? What is wrong today? Nothing left to come out. Anyway, that's what he's saying. We're in the Golos, in the long Golos, and the more honest we are, the more truth we are, not only is it going to be good for us, but also respected by everybody. The ones that try to show that we're happy going, the going themselves are respected. They're respected for something different. I don't know if it's accurate, I don't know if I should say it, but I'll say, somebody told me he read the book called Mein Kampf, I don't know if it's pronounced like that. The Seder HaNazi. And somebody told me he read it, and he said what comes out is his terrible hatred for the Jews was not from the Frum Jews. It's from the ones who are trying to assimilate and his mind infiltrate into your society. Anyway, but the Emes, he never looked out for the Emes. Like I said, people respect it. Yesh lahovim v'divrei asmach v'kodim v'odim v'kodim v'kadish asam afam mutter lahem. When he's talking about the Midas Emes, he's talking about l'chayra maida, or k'day shutil. Even things that are permitted, go one step ahead. L'chayra, what does that do with Emes? He said, kadish asam afam mutter lahem, the Midas Chassidus, and Emes v'in yantanugi yakuf, maida v'kodim. A person should limit what he's eating. That's a madrega. What does that do with Emes? Even if this is Nogeta Choshen Mishpat, be extra careful and not how you interact with other people. Remember, the Rebbe, the Nisim Kerel, the family was often, he was older. So his house, to go to shul, there was a straight way of going, which he had to go through some things like parking lots. Go around the building, so it's not like he went around the building. When he's getting older, it's very hard for him to walk. And so, I said, why don't you just go between the buildings? Everybody's doing it. I'm not sure, I'm not convinced that the neighbors are. He's still finding that all the neighbors came to him and said, please do the cover for us to come. We wouldn't do it, but that's you know, also. It's a Saturday, Thomas Coffin, the neighbor, I think, he's in Fermin. Thomas Coffin was an Italian partner of a large family. He was a brother, and Kilo felt bad. 12 kids in a tiny little apartment. He wanted to, you know, get her a permit to the large apartment. Anyways, they worked with the city and they got him a permit and they started preparing to build it. And one of the neighbors, some lady who was living pretty much by herself, started complaining, no, I don't want to. So they started to strike to calm it down and, you know, you should understand. He said, well, he's a big town. Because the second he heard that there's a tiny, he said, forget it, we'll match the way we are, and I still look like this, we'll make it seem like this. Yeah. Anyway, so he said, see this, but once again, why is that shat end? So he's saying that from the way we're learning till now, Emes to after the English Soviet Shneer. Emes means have one clear vision of life. I don't know, can't predict anything. There's no Kurdish in Kurdish. That's a stealer. That a person is involved in mundane things, it's not that he's properly Kurdish. It's full of Kurdish. He has interactions in the basement, and he has it at work, and he has it in the store. Everything else. But everything is part of the Avodas Hashem. Not a contradiction. It's complementary. The person doing things, I'll be a love with the right cup on his son. The support of family is a big mitzvah. I was on the plain black back, but the guy sitting next to me. We're talking a little bit. So, I told him that he's a chiloni. I said, I know who made up the word chiloni, but who chose the chiloni? I said, hey, maybe that's why they're a mitzvah, though. Chiloni is a chol. Really, holy Neshama himself told me that he was by Chabad place and that he gave Aliyah, was all excited about it. So, you see that? not in English, sometimes they call it non-observant, which is more accurate. Not sure if there is. So that's the end of the Klal Yisrael, where I'm Kodesh. There's nothing about it that is Kodesh. Everything, Kodesh means that nation, that everything we do connects us to Kodesh Bo. When we eat, connects us to Kodesh Bo. Not only the energy that we get that gives us pleasure to do good things, even the pleasure from the food. We have to thank Hashem for this thing that takes chayim, the chesed, and rachamim. So the tape brings us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makes us appreciate more what Hashem gave us. There's no religion in the world that my death now has a bracha after going to the bath. The same thing, but it's so joyous. Going to the bath is another opportunity to appreciate one of the most amazing things that we have in our system. We eat all this stuff and all the poison and all the undesirable things, and the body knows exactly what should stay and what should go out. Kidneys, unbelievable. Well, the last organs, they figured out how it works. So all these things, all your blood is constantly going through it, and these little machines over there, knobs, how much sodium you have, how much potassium you have, and it's a little bit also right, send messages to the brain to do something about it. Could that be it?
Yeah.
Like the Mashiach used to always say, the only bracha that we say that mentions the Tisha Kovin is actually also the last one. You ask somebody up the street, we'll give you a list of 100 brachas that's going to go through there. Which one do you think says the Tisha Kovin? The last one? You see a Kodesh Baruch from our brothers. Yeah. Okay. The Eshul Hafiz and Kodesh Lefod. So that's the essence of our life. So everything can be used, whoever is Hashem. Every situation, every interaction we go through, the awareness. It's a challenge sometimes, but okay. Sometimes you're waiting for somebody to show up and he's late. So, the kids, perhaps they get all upset about it. What can you say? Okay, there's something to be upset now to see if I'm going to get upset. No, I'm not going to get upset. So eventually I have to put the guy in the first explain to him that it's not to say that, but not now when he shows up and blow up at the guy. That's just showing that I want to have it my way. It's not going my way. And, I'm losing my control of the world. That's not the end. I was never in control of the world. I never will be in control.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no sort of contradiction between Kodesh and Tov. Because the mundane things were involved in the part of Abayis Hashem. It's in Shema Yisrael, it's in Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elikein, Hashem Echo. Hashem, you're the one and only. Immediately afterwards we say, Voyiz Vom Eila, Yad Echef Loi, Vahat Hashem Elikech, and Tov Lof, Vahat Hashem Elikech. If I recognize that Hashem is one, then everything I have is from that one Hashem. Leif Nefesh moment. Now that I've used all those three kelim that I have to come close to Hashem. So he says, okay, let's be honest with ourselves. We're very far away from this picture. Okay, so we'll be honest about that also. But at least it's a good thing to have a certain mental picture of what we should at least strive for. Says one of the speakers on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Oivich ne'adoylem v'yishonah we're giving most of to ourselves and worshipping two masters, our Creator and our Yitzhara, simultaneously. So you can tell me the mana, but it's a better idea to think with the Kodesh Baruch Hu all the time. Then it's called Shemei Adonis, and then we get freedom from the Yitzhara. So the Torah Mitzvah is taken to the Ein Ben Torah, the where we get chayim from. The Shemei Yitzhara. We can do what we want, we don't have to be dictated to the Yitzhara. So, like we said, we're preparing for Shavuot. Matthias Ennis, the gift from the Mishpochu, a guide to live on the truth of the world, truth of ourselves. And we're going to go this, which has all its challenges. If you use this week, pay a little attention to our mising. If you pick one thing, if you pay attention to the course of the week, something that is sort of bringing us down, the lack of Ennis. So, focus on that thing. See how we could make a change, even a small change, whether it be something in meters, or feelers, learning, whatever it is. Step closer to the end, it's a different world, different mind.